latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. Ed Woodward is reportedly reluctant to sack Jose Mourinho because of his own previous assurances to Manchester United's owners. The Red Devils' chief executive officer is known to have repeatedly gone in to bat for his manager, who he personally recruited to much fanfare 2 years ago. It's believed United even paid Mourinho £4 million at the time not to take another job when he was sacked by Chelsea and Louis van Gaal was still occupying the Old Trafford hot seat. Woodward sanctioned an improved contract extension back in January for the 55-year-old, convincing the Glazer family it was the right thing to do. The reports Paris Saint-Germain were then sniffing around. Senior United sources have acknowledged the great job Woodward has done off the field to keep the money rolling in under his commercial watch, but some feel even his own position could come under threat if results on the field don't improve rapidly. Meanwhile, Jose Mourinho says there are many different reasons why Manchester United are struggling this season and admits it would be unacceptable to go 5 matches without a win. The United boss held a 3-minute press conference on Friday morning where he answered only questions about Saturday's game against Newcastle. When asked why United are struggling this season, Mourinho replied, "For many different reasons." The Portuguese refused to tell reporters any of those reasons and did not respond when asked if he could assure United fans that he was doing everything he can to try to turn things around. And finally, Mourinho has been praising his opposing manager this weekend, Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez. Speaking on the problems that Newcastle will potentially pose the Red Devils, the Portuguese said, "We know our opponent also needs points. They have a very, very, very good coach, a team that is always well organised against teams of the first part of the table. The manager is very bright at analysing opponents' qualities and trying to stop them. The results they had against the top teams didn't get them points yet this season, but they gave them very, very close results and difficult matches for the opposition, so we expect a difficult match."